This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 300 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. As you heard, this is our big 300. We have been around for 300 episodes, and we've got a lot of people to help celebrate that. First, one of the top creators of the show, Jimmy Horn. Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
I am fantastic. Thanks for having me on. It's been a fun 300. I can't believe we're already to 300. But it's been a blast, and I'm looking forward to the next at least five or six.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. We also have with us tonight, Lisa. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
Hey, Ed. How are we doing tonight?
Very good. Very good. We also have Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte, how's it going?
It's going great, Ed. 300? What?
I know. Are you kidding? I'm still amazed. Crazy. I'm still amazed. And we also have Morgan with us. Hey, Morgan, how's it going?
Hey, guys. 300. Woohoo!
So when you hear that 300 number, you realize there's only 52 weeks in a year. And you know what? That kind of actually works out to the 6 years we think we're on. So this is a very, very kind of cool landmark.
It is. Yep. And it's hard to believe we'll be doing our sixth annual meetups right around the corner in November, which is awesome.
Oh, no doubt. And I'm warning everybody now, all that trivia we're going to be doing on the walk around at Epcot, guaranteed there's going to be a bunch of questions about the show and where we've come from.
I think it's also pretty amazing that, you know, when we started 6 years ago, like all of us all over the country, all spread out completely across the country, and every year, I mean, we all pretty much make it down for the meetups, which is pretty incredible.
And in the first couple of years, it was a matter of luck, I think, where we kind of just organized it and we realized that we're all together at the same time, and it just kind of gelled.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so for tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to bounce back and forth and hit a couple different things. Each of us has our beginning story, our origin story, so to speak, of how we became familiar with the show and became part of it. So we're going to touch base on that. We're also going to touch base on some of the great guests who've been on the show and helped us out with some awesome interviews over the years. We'll hear kind of like everybody that's been on, and hopefully we'll bring up some of those great memories and some of the things that they've done. Also, if we have time at the end, we might put our hosts on the spot with maybe a little version of Disney's Truth and Dare, which I guarantee is going to be worth the while, so I hope we make time for that. Let's go back to the beginning, back to show number one, and our hosts way back then, 6 years ago, was Jimmy, myself, Farrah, and Tom. Let's take a listen.
Hello and welcome to the first show of the Disney Nerds Podcast. My name's Ed.
Hi, this is Farrah.
This is Tom.
And this is Jimmy. Thank you for joining us. This is our first episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast. The way we came up with the idea of this podcast was really organically through our group on Facebook, which is the Disney Nerds group. We started the group about 2 months ago. And within 2 months, it picked up over 500 members. So really, really good discussions going on over there. And we want you guys to use that to ask questions and have conversations and we'll try and cover a lot of those on the show.
We're going to go around the circle and introduce ourselves and basically talk about what makes us such big Disney fanatics, basically Disney nerds.
That was it. That was show number one. Holy crap. I sounded bad. But it was the beginning.
You can't judge us on the first episode.
Oh, no. But you know what? At the time, I did not care at all. I was psyched to begin. It was my first adult podcast because I had done one with the kids earlier. And, you know, I was ready to get going.
I just love the enthusiasm. I mean, both you and Jimmy have so much enthusiasm in your voice. Like, I'm so excited to keep listening. Like, let's keep going.
And we also had our first two co-hosts, Farah and Tom. And unfortunately, just things happened and schedules got changed around, as it does happen once in a while. And so they're no longer with us on the show, but it was a great start.
Absolutely.
It was a lot of fun. Man, I feel like we've come a long way. It's a little tough listening to that.
I know. My entrance is totally different now. But yeah, you know, and again, it was something that was so brand new to be able to do, like I said, the adult type show, that I was really psyched for it. So awesome. Our next co-host that came along was Sam. And Sam had a website going, Sam's Disney Diary. And he was posting a lot of good videos and posts. And we started talking back and forth. And here is the first show Sam was on with us.
Hello and welcome to show number 21 of the Disney Nerds podcast. On this week's show, we have the distinct pleasure of having on Sam Maricini from the Sam's Disney Diary on YouTube. Now, Sam's been a listener of the show and has just returned from Walt Disney World. And we really like to talk to people who just got back from Walt Disney World and get the latest news from the parks. Hi, Sam. How's it going?
It's going great, Ed. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, that's great. Thanks for being on. Now, along with Sam and myself tonight, we have Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how's it going down in New Orleans?
Fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, cool. Now, as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, Sam just got back from Walt Disney World. And as you've been watching, there's been a lot of great news coming out of the parks concerning Magic Bands, new Fantasyland updates, and I'm sure a lot of different things. So, before we really get into that, let's go over with Sam some of the details of his trip. First off, Sam, how long were you down there for?
So we were there 8 days, 7 nights, a nice long week right before President's Day, knowing the crowds would be picking up on President's Day. We were headed out as the crowds were gaining.
Okay, so that was Sam's first introduction to the show, and he went on to give a great, great trip report about his latest trip to Walt Disney World. Little did we know that was just one of many, many, many to follow.
It's fun listening to the original audio.
I was going to say the same thing. It sounds like Sam's on a phone.
Oh, no, we've come a long way. And I think the old, Skype has come so far and Audacity has come so far. And just her whole education of the process has come a little bit further, too. That I think we sound a little bit better, I hope, fingers crossed, than we did in those early shows.
I know I sounded completely different on the first show than I do now.
Oh, sure. And if everybody listened to show number 299 last week, you got to hear Sam bring us Christmas in July. He did that way back on our show number 142. And that was a really, really kind of nice little, I guess, refresher from the heat going on now, thinking forward to Christmas season. So Sam's definitely doing a great job for us. Sorry he couldn't be with us tonight, but he just got back from Walt Disney World. And he's unfortunately trying to catch up with work and traveling. So thanks again, Sam.
He's been back. He's been, this is the third time in the past, month he's been just back from Walt Disney World.
I know. To live his
life.
He's
a jet setter, what can we say?
Yes. And some of those are work trips, so it's not like he's just flying there all the time for vacation, but he does get to get there more than most of us, anyway.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Okay, so the next co-host that joined us for an extended amount of time was our friend Jen.
Well,
Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, show number 28. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, at Sam's Disney Diary on the Twitter. With me, as always, is Ed from the MazDisneyBlog.blogspot.com. Ed, how you doing?
Hey, Sam. How's it going? I'm doing great.
Absolutely great. So you have 28 episodes in a row of the Disney Nerd Podcast, the founder, the creator, and you don't talk about your blog often enough, so I thought I would.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Also on the line today is Jimmy from Once Upon a Time Travel. Jimmy, the creator of the Disney Nerds group on Facebook. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. So the group on Facebook, right, Disney Nerds, how many users are we up to? How many people?
Last I checked, we're almost 2,500.
2,500. That is right incredible. There. So if you're listening to the podcast, you may have found it based on the group. Otherwise, check us out on Apple iTunes, lots of different places where you can find the Disney Nerds Podcast. Also, the show's website is thedisneynerds.com. The Facebook group is Disney Nerds.
This week, we have a special guest from the website fortheloveofdisney.com, Jennifer Kaufman. Jennifer, say hello.
Hi.
We are so happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And Jennifer, can you just tell us a little bit about the site and what you do there?
Well, I have been a writer for a while, but what I really love to do is all things Disney. I guess I'm a Disney nerd. I listen to podcasts. I read the books. My kids and I talk about it. We watch YouTube videos. My husband and I traveled there before kids. So it's really been the thing that, you know, it's definitely our happy place. And I just thought to kind of combine the two loves as sort of a hobby. And it's very new. We kind of just launched in the last 5 weeks.
So Jen was with us for a long time, and she kind of does kind of pop in once in a while. And has just gotten so, so busy with her family and her other websites and things going on.
I talked to her today, and she had the kids. She had to pick them up and from dance recital. She really wanted to make it tonight. But you're right. She comes down every year for the meetups. We get to see her every year for the meetups. And
right, real briefly. Hi, Jen. As we wave as we're passing by. It's great.
Yeah. She came hang out for the sample-thon. She came solo, and she came hang out for the scavenger hunt. And another cool thing is, I'm listening to it, and Sam was asking about the Disney Nerds group, and we were excited that we had 2,500 members, and now we're like at 24,000.
I was just going to ask, did anybody else immediately jump to their phone and figure out how many members we had in the Disney Nerds group?
Almost 20.
Totally. Right. And you know, I tell you what, the Facebook group has been a really, really great experience for us. In the first year or two, it was a little bit rocky. But I tell you what, once we got that incredible set of people following us out there that just kept increasing, I guess, by word of mouth and by friends and things like that, we've got a pretty great group. The discussion pretty much always stays pretty straight on the Disney topics. We don't often kind of go astray sometimes as Facebook does. And there's just so much great information that gets shared out there. It's pretty cool.
You're right. We're lucky enough to have a really, really good base of people that kind of police it for us. And I mean, we've had some great admins as well. But admin activity recently has not really been that much over the past probably year and a half, 2 years, because the members almost police it themselves.
Oh, yeah, we haven't needed to, because they really are that good about keeping this group straight. It's probably one of the best Disney groups. No bias, of course, but there's no drama. We don't have drama.
Right. There's no time for that.
No time for that. We're here for fun.
And we also have some people that help us out all the time over there. We've got Terry Lee, who is our birthday anniversary person. And if you guys are part of that Facebook page, every month, right before the beginning of the next month, Terry puts out that message asking for birthdays and anniversaries for the upcoming month. And every day she's out there posting birthdays and letting us feel a little bit extra special.
It's incredible that she does that every morning. I mean,
just the organization that she needs to do for it is amazing.
Sure.
Yep.
keeping track of that. I got to imagine she's got that spreadsheet, the golden spreadsheet. Also, we have Steve Wise, who's been our photography expert for, since 5 years now, who's putting up all those great, great photos on the Disney Nerds on the Disney Nerds Facebook page.
Yeah, he changes the cover photo from time to time, and he's got a great group too, the WDW photography group, but he's been a Disney nerd for quite a while and does a really good job of changing those out.
And just to finish up with our Facebook helpers, we also have our friend Joe Spady out there. Joe's been with us for a little while, coming to our meets and helping out with our Facebook page, and he's been doing great. He kind of made it safe for us all.
So guys, if you're not a member over on the Disney Nerds Facebook page, check us out. Definitely a fun place to get some great information, share your experiences, and make some friends.
Absolutely.
We're almost at 24,000 because I happen to have the page up, so might as well come on and join in and help us get to 24,000 members.
Nice. And it was kind of up to 25, and then there was the purge they had like 6 months ago, and a lot of Facebook like people started dropping off, or they started pulling people off, fake accounts and things like that. So... And it's not necessarily where we're pushing for numbers. We're looking for quality.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Quality over everything. It's a good motto.
And speaking of quality and finding people on Facebook, let's go ahead and hear about the next co-host that joined us.
So with us tonight, we have Charlotte Cruz from Georgia. Now, Charlotte, I met her on our Disney Nerds group page. And Charlotte was commenting about she was doing a trip countdown to Fort Wilderness. I got in touch with her, and she was nice enough to come on the show. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to talk a little bit about setting up a trip and going to Fort Wilderness. Welcome to the show, Charlotte. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you getting Skype literate again for me.
It's been a while. I had to take a little tutorial before I could get on here.
Well, all credit to you. It sounds like it's working pretty good.
Great. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, we're going to talk about Fort Wilderness in a couple minutes. But before we do, for some of our listeners, let's talk a little bit about some of your Disney experiences. How long have you been going to the parks?
Honestly, I am a very late bloomer to Walt Disney World parks. I never went as a kid or a young adult. It was not until my 30s that I actually said, you know what? I'm going to Walt Disney World.
And thanks again, Charlotte, for getting Skype literate and continuing on with us.
That's fun.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what's great about those old clips.
And Charlotte and her friends were at our first Disney meet 6 years ago.
That's right. The Soul Sisters.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And the trivia, the scavenger hunt also.
Yep.
That's right.
Top shirts. That was the first meetup 6 years ago.
Excellent. Very, very cool. That's... And look where we are now.
Look where we've come, baby.
Charlotte knows Skype a lot better now.
Right.
I do. And I know to give it time to update and everything now.
Oh, yeah.
I've learned over 6 years.
Well, sure. You definitely have to. Which is great. Charlotte's helped us out with our Facebook page, helped us get going with our blog, and just generally helped us out co-hosting. It's been awesome.
Yep, for sure.
Thank you. I love being a nerd very much. Very happy to be with you guys. Y'all are my family. My very Ohana. Cool.
Your Ohana. Awesome.
About all those great memes she inspired.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
I could come through this microphone right now.
we're now going to announce the Charlotte meme page. No, I'm just kidding.
Right, yes.
Well, that'll be
That's
a new...
the big surprise.
The next endeavor. Okay, well, I tell you what. Another of our Facebook friends, somebody that we met a long time ago and actually contacted the show via email, was Lisa. So let's go ahead and hear Lisa's first, and we're going to hear two clips. We're going to hear the clip from the show we heard about and read her email, and then we're going to hear about her show when she first came on.
For sure.
Okay, awesome. We had one other letter for this week, and it comes from Lisa from Massachusetts. Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm from Massachusetts. My nerddom started when I was 8 during my first trip to Disney, but really developed in my early 20s. Now I go once a year, at least 3 times this past calendar year. Lucky girl. I'm really excited that we're going to be down in February for the monorail crawl, which will be a great way to celebrate running my first 5K. Oh, awesome.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Excellent. My fiance and I just went down for a few days in early December, which prompts my question. When is your favorite time to go to the world? I really love the magic of Christmas, but it's very busy, and there is something more magical about having space around you when you move. What makes me a nerd are that the same qualities that make you and the other followers love, knowledge, passion, and mild to major obsessions with all things Disney. From going as often as possible to having each room in your house containing a piece of Disney decor to planning to retire, live, and work down there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. The marketing campaign is brilliant. We all have a Disney side. That is a fact, but only true Disney nerds show their Disney sides everywhere they go. Lisa. Great email, Lisa.
That was a fantastic email.
And you did nail it.
Hello and welcome to show number 156 of the Disney Nerds podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're going to be going over our trips down to Walt Disney World we had this past October. For tonight, I'm lucky to have Lisa with us. Now, Lisa is a friend of ours who actually helps us out a lot on our Facebook page. She's one of our admins that keeps that Facebook page running really smooth. And a great friend of ours who basically has kind of been coming down to the parks and meeting up with us. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
How you doing tonight, Ed?
Doing really good. Doing really good. And congratulations are in order. Lisa just got married a couple weeks ago. How's it going?
It's going well. I'm still married, so things are going very well.
Awesome. Always a good sign. Always a good sign.
That's great. So we had the natural progression from the engagement. And you're still married now. That's awesome. And we heard
she hasn't kicked you out yet.
Nope.
Excellent. She's still going to Disney.
Such a weird such a weird clip to hear both of those together, because it's almost 100 episodes between those two clips.
Right, and that was you heard the announcement about the engagement in the letter too, which was kind of cool, and then to finally find out about the wedding afterwards. Awesome.
So the letter took place at episode 69.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe the show was, 156,
was it?
156, I believe.
Yeah, maybe. And again, we're at 300 now, so you've been with us a long time. Thanks for all your help.
Thank you.
We were just talking about Charlotte came to the first meetup. That's how Lisa kind of, she wrote the letter, but then she also came to a meetup that we held. Me, Sam, and Jennifer were there for, it was a spring trip, and we did a monorail crawl, and Lisa and Angela came, and that's also where we met Sophie, who's, give her a shout out. She's been a big part of our group for sure.
Oh, very true, very true.
What's funny about that meetup is that I dragged my now wife begrudgingly to that. She did not want to go to that meetup, and you know, we showed up and we both ended up with lifelong friends in Jimmy and Kim.
Yep.
Yeah, you never know. And just not to leave Sophie too quickly, she does our Mug Monday on the Facebook page. So that's kind of a cool thing when you're sitting at work or right before work and you're looking at your Facebook updates and you see Mug Monday show up. Everybody's got their favorite Disney mug out, and it's cool to share sometimes.
And she's really good. She's really active in the group too. I try and be active as much as I can, but you know, Sophie comments a lot. She gives good information, so she's definitely an asset in the group.
Yeah, very cool.
Absolutely.
Okay, guys, so we're gonna hear one more intro show recording from
That's not it.
I'm sorry?
That's not it?
No, we still have one more.
Oh.
Yeah, let's play Morgan's clip.
Just kidding.
Wow.
I'm giving Morgan a hard time.
I'm just chopped liver to Jimmy. What can I say?
Teasing. I kid because I care.
Hello and welcome to show number 221 of the Disney Nerds podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, it's the Wheel of Attraction. Let's meet who's going to be on the show, and then we'll talk about the rules. Okay, first off, we've got Jimmy. Jimmy, how's it going?
I am fantastic.
And we also have Sam. Hey, Sam, how's it going?
spin that wheel. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Big bucks. Oh, wait, wrong show. Spin the wheel.
Get with it. Along with us also tonight, we have Lisa. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
I don't have a fabulous intro like Sam does, but I am doing fabulous tonight. Ed, how are you?
Doing great. Congratulations on the Patriots getting the Super Bowl.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Good luck. It's going to be a good game next week.
It's going to be I'm certain we'll be chatting back and forth.
And also tonight, we have, for the first time on our podcast, we have Morgan. Now, if you've seen our blog and read some articles, you've seen Morgan out there. Or if you've seen our live show a couple different times, Morgan has been sitting in also. Hey, Morgan, how's it going?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great. Oh, so welcome along tonight. This is the Wheel of Attraction.
Okay.
I've got two things to say.
Go for it.
First of all, Morgan walked in like a really easy, like not easy, but a good episode to be on. Like there was no interview. She's like on Wheel of Attractions, which is a lot of fun. Second of all, Ed, you've been slacking on the sound effects lately, dude. Listen to all old shows, dude. You had some really good sound effects. What's going on with you lately?
Well, we've got so much information going on that it kind of takes a long time to get to that editing. But we've been putting a bunch of sound effects in the last couple, so we've been doing good.
Been you on your toes, that's all.
So yeah, that was Morgan's first show, and it's been a great addition. And I tell you what, that's a hell of a great crew we've got.
It really is. And we appreciate everyone. Everybody does a fantastic job. And we couldn't do it without every one of us. Every person here, I mean, plays a very, very vital role to what we do. And it's hard to keep all those plates spinning. So we couldn't do it without them.
Well, and the best part about it is that with their help, we are able to kind of branch out and do some other things with the podcast and with the Facebook page. Over the last couple of years, we've started our live show on our Facebook page. Jimmy and Lisa have taken that and kind of run with it. Morgan is the official third announcer, I think, who's filling in a lot. And that is a really cool experience every Tuesday night at 9, where you get to basically talk to Jimmy and Lisa, ask questions, join the discussion.
Morgan is also officially fact girl.
I was going to mention that, but I figured one of you guys would say it.
Oh, no, yeah, she's definitely fact girl. Because sometimes me and Lisa spew stuff out that's not necessarily true.
Fake news.
Me and Lisa.
They are clickbait artists.
Yeah, we've been known to maybe say something that's not. Now, usually we'll just close like if we're not sure, but Morgan does a great job of checking the facts and posting it up there for...
I think at this point now, we just call on Morgan. Morgan, if you're out there, please look this up.
Please look this up for us. Please, God. So she's a vital, vital part. Morgan's definitely a vital part. God, she's a vital part to the blog. She's a vital part to the live show and the podcast.
Instagram.
And definitely, well, she's the only part of it, I guess. She pretty much runs the Instagram, so...
She's our millennial.
Yeah, she's got her hands. She's got a lot of plates spinning herself. So
right now, along with her help with the show, she's helping us a lot with the blog. And on the blog out there, we've got a bunch of great, talented writers. So we want everybody to check out our blog also.
Yes, definitely check out the blog. We try to post something every day, especially if there's news. Of course, if there's news, that might get more than one post a day. But definitely check us out, guys. Our writers are integral to what we do. We have Rachel, we have Megan, we just added Nick. If we can twist Jimmy's arm, sometimes he'll write for us.
Don't do that too hard on him, because he just came out with an article, two articles actually, so we don't want to stop him.
That's true. But hey, he started with me, so I'm just giving it back.
Very true.
And, of course, Charlotte writes for us.
Sam does some great posts.
Yeah, Sam does some awesome photo reports. And, of course, he covered, I think, every nook and cranny of Coronado Springs when he was down there covering Gran Destino. I don't think there's one thing we do not know about that resort, thanks to Sam.
At this point, definitely.
And, of course, I mean, Lisa does stuff for us, too. So all of us, all of the co-hosts, all of us, right, and then, like I said, we've got some other writers behind the scenes. Right now, our main writers are Megan, Rachel, and Nick.
Yep, very cool. Thanks a lot for your help, guys. So now another thing that having all this help helps us do is schedule and interview people on the podcast. And we have had the opportunity to talk to some of the most talented, interesting, just spellbinding people imaginable.
I definitely agree. And I know we were talking right before the show, and I want to give a huge shout out to Miss Carol Stein, who's one of them. But earlier today, I saw she got her Disney Legacy Award for her service to the company. We only know one other person who's gotten a Legacy Award, and that's Yeha Bob. So they don't just give those away. I mean, you really got to be a big part of the company, and it's a big deal to get a Legacy Award.
Yes, it is. And we've known both these people as far as going to the parks and seeing them for a number of years now. And two people truly deserve that award, and Carol definitely included.
Yep, sure.
Okay, but we've had plenty of other guests, and every one of them has been interesting. Let's take a listen, hear who we've had on the show.
Hello, Logan. Thanks for being on the show.
Steve Swanson from the Muppet Cast.
Bob Jackson.
We'd like to welcome Steve Barrett.
Our favorite resort TV host, Stacey Aswan.
We have Paul Berry from the Windows of the Magic podcast.
Rick Killingsworth from the DisneyDining.com website.
Jeff and Colleen Roney from the Once Upon a Time podcast.
Len Testa from TouringPlans.com, along with his sidekick, Jim Hill. Jerry Reese.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Mike Scopa. Peter Alden.
Big Fat Panda.
Mr. Jim Corcus.
Jeff Sherman.
Mr. Lee Cockrell.
Lou Mangiello.
Jeff Baham.
Rod Wheaton and his son, Jacob.
Dan Cisneros. Disney artist, Kevin John. Jeff Barnes. Thomas Estrada. Miss Carol Stein.
Derek from DVC Resale Market.
We've had some really, really talented people.
Good stuff.
I tell you what,
shows.
The Jerry Reese one really stood out for me. What about you guys? Anybody stand out for you?
My all time favorite is Jeffrey Sherman.
Yep.
Just you know, 1 degree to Walt Disney is pretty darn amazing. But Jerry Reese, you're right, because he was 1 degree to Steve Martin and Robin Williams and
a whole lot of things
and all kind of other people.
Yeah, no doubt.
I loved the imparting wisdom that Lee Cockrell brought to the show.
Absolutely. That's still my favorite show. I love Lee. I could listen to what he says all day long. It's just so great.
Yeah, and what's great about it is you can check out all those shows in our archives, the Disney Nerds podcast, and kind of review them. Every once in a while, I'll go back and listen to a show like that. We've got a lot of interviews lined up in the next couple months, so stay tuned, and we're going to bring them to you.
Our artist friend Kevin John is relocating to Disneyland. Since he's been on the show, Disney has just taken off with him. He has got so much more artwork going. Morgan and Jimmy and I got a chance to meet up with him last fall at Walt Disney World, and I'm just so excited to see what's next for him. Just to think that he started with a print here and a print there, and now he's like an official artist for them all the time for all the festivals. And he's relocating to Disneyland. So I just want to give him a shout out and say, good luck. We're rooting for you. Can't wait to see what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of good stuff going on. Since signing with Disney now, he's also signed with Lucasfilm. So he'll be doing some Star Wars art and stuff like that. And I got to meet him with Morgan and Charlotte last year. And then again this year for the Arts Festival. And I actually bought a limited edition, a limited Giclée.
Doesn't he have a title now, like Master Artist or something like that?
I think it is. I think they call them master artists, yeah.
Because of what he's doing. And they basically use his art, and they'll use that as like their decorations on posters and such like that even.
He does. He's done some of the art for some of the – matter of fact, when we were there, right, Charlotte, he had done the one that year
Food and Wine, yeah.
Official art for Food and Wine. And he did the one for, I think, Flower and Garden before that. It was the one with Figment on it.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Now, I tell you what, Kevin John was one of our first returning interviews. So what's cool about it is you can listen to the first time he was on the show and hear what it was like to become an artist breaking into the Disney world and getting his art shown and being able to bring it to these different events. And then the interview we had with Jimmy the last time around has a lot more detail of what it's like now. He's been immersed in the Disney world for how many years? And now master artist and moving out to Disneyland and doing LucasArts. So real great stuff.
I think that's one of the great things about our podcast specifically is because we are not only going for people who've been around for a while, but new artists, new authors, new people who are spreading the Disney magic and the Disney nerdisms out to the world, and we're bringing them on, and I love seeing where they're going with their stuff. So I think that's one of the great things about the Disney Nerd Podcast and being different than the others.
Yeah, I mean, I like how we can also kind of showcase the new ones, so people that don't get a chance to go to the arts festival every year and things like that can see these artists that we get to interview and kind of discover them through us and through our love of their artistry. Because, I mean, honestly, I don't know if I would have discovered Kevin John without being a part of the podcast, and I now proudly hang one of his prints in my office, and it's an amazing piece of work.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, no doubt. And you never know when you're going to get that life lesson or that really cool thing that you're never going to forget. The Jeffrey Sherman interview had that really incredible moment when he was talking about A Small World and the music and his father and uncle. And he always kind of just gets a little choked up hearing that each time. And now every time we go there, I take his advice. You know, I just basically thank them. Thank them for what they brought to us.
Yeah, that was his story. His story said, you know, when before his dad passed, he told him, you know, when I pass, that's I want to be at the exit of Small World and just shaking everybody's hand and, you know, telling them, thanks for riding it and enjoying it. And so I always think about that. It's true. And another thing I think that's been really a great part of this is some of the not just the people that we've met because of the interviews, but also the people that show up for like the meet and greets and some of the cast members and stuff like that that we've gotten to meet over the past 6 years and some of the really good friends that we've made. I mean, Lisa talked about it, I mean, earlier, but, you know, Lisa's, you know, one of my best friends. I talk to Lisa almost every day and met her because of the podcast. And as well as Ed, I talk to Ed all the time. I talk to all you guys all the time. So you guys are like my best of friends, and it's all because of this thing we started 6 years ago. But I also wanted to give out a huge shout out because I saw this today and I thought it was so cool. Our friend Chris D'Amato, who's a PhotoPass photographer, and me and Ed were talking about this earlier, but the first time anybody ever recognized me, Ed, and Sam in the parks was Chris. And she wasn't working there yet. She was still living up north, but now since then she's moved down and she works there as a PhotoPass photographer. But she just found out today that she'll be moving over to Batu. She'll be a resident of Batu and Galaxy's Edge. And then also my friend Les, who's my favorite bartender in all of Walt Disney World over at All Star Movies, is going to be leaving All Star Movies. And he'll be a bartender at Olga's Cantina and Batu.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow.
That's
nice.
Great news.
Very cool.
Olga couldn't have picked a better bartender.
No, that's absolutely. Last time I talked to him, he told me he applied and he wanted to. He was like really like out the like really excited. He really wanted to go there.
Great, that's our goal.
So
then.
I just heard recently that he so two of our good friends that are cast members will be over in Galaxy's Edge, which is exciting.
Right. So definitely, guys, if you can make it down to the parks or if you live down there and you're going to be in there in November. Definitely check out the meets.
Yeah, the meetups will be this year on November 8th and 9th. If you can go over to the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page and check out the events section. Both the events are there.
Well, I guess with the with 300 shows, we've actually done 6 years worth of, or actually coming up to our 6th-year meet, which meant we've done 5 scavenger hunts and we've done 2.5 laps around Epcot World Showcase. So we're having a good time.
Most activity Jimmy's seen in a long time.
It's been fun. It really has. It's been That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing is going down in the fall and or anytime, just going down and getting to meet, getting to hang out with people and experience having those experiences with friends and you know, I've had experiences with all of you guys. So that's the biggest thing. That's the things I appreciate the most.
That's great.
Okay, guys, so we're going to finish up tonight with a little version of Disney Nerd Truth and Dare. No, a Disney version of Truth or Dare. So basically, I'm going to give each person an opportunity to pick Truth or Dare, and we're going to see what kind of answers we get. Who wants to start out?
Lisa.
I'll start.
Wow, Lisa, you volunteered yourself with such a different voice.
I've got a bit of a cold. There's a frog in your throat.
There's a Jimmy in my throat.
A Jimmy in your throat.
So what do you want to do, Lisa? Because you are up first. Truth or dare?
Oh, Lord. Truth.
Okay, truth. Have you ever cut in line at any attraction at Walt Disney World? We're going
I have not. No, I have never cut in any line at Walt Disney World.
Very good. You're one of the holy.
Wuss.
I put an emphasis there.
Now, and it could have been any line. And I tell you what, you never intend to cut in line. The only time I've ever done it, and it's actually happened a couple times, is when people don't take my suggestion that there's a second side to the ordering cashiers at the fast food restaurants. At the counter service, there's always the other side of the register you're supposed to line up on. I explain to the people you should, and they don't listen to me, so I walk over.
You just step right up. Well, that's not really cutting, then. Well, you give them an opportunity.
But
full disclosure, the emphasis I put on there was Walt Disney World. I absolutely did in Disneyland, and I did it multiple times because it was something that happened often while we were in line. People kept on stepping in front of us, so I gave up and joined the club.
Well, there you go. And you can become a professional at it if everyone's working. Okay, who is next?
I'll go next.
Okay, Jimmy, truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay. What Disney character are you most like?
Oh.
That's a tough one.
I mean, I think Stitch. I think that's why I like him so much. I think that's why he's my favorite. He's lovable, loyal, but also kind of mischievous.
Okay, fair enough. I'll buy that.
Yeah,
it works so well for him.
Okay, next. Who's going to go? Morgan or Charlotte? And you have to say your name because I can't tell the difference. I'm only kidding.
This is Charlotte, and I'll go next.
Okay.
Dare.
Dare. Dare. Dare. Sing four lines from your favorite Disney song.
Oh, my God.
You didn't think a dare was going to be easy, did you?
You always got to go with truth, Charlotte. Jesus, God, you should have talked to me before you made the decision.
All right, you're right. Feed the birds. Tuppence a bag. Tuppence. Oh, my God.
You're doing tuppence, it. That's it. It's awesome.
Bag. Feed the birds. Tuppence. Okay, I'm done.
Excellent. Is that job? Enough? I thought we were going to have to stop you. Awesome
I got
job.
$5 as Morgan goes truth.
Yeah, she should.
But see, here's the thing, though, is if I would have gotten Dare and would have gotten Charlotte's, that would have been like, psh, that's easy.
Just on It's a Small World?
Yep.
Just for Lisa?
Yep. Would have heard a very loud crash and I stepped running away.
Okay, one left. Who's gonna? What are you gonna pick? Truth or dare?
I'll pick truth.
Okay. What is the worst attraction at any Disney park? And this is your truth.
Ah, dang it!
Well, I'll take it for you if you want me to.
For real?
No, you can't. Because we know your answer.
I'm honestly trying to think.
That's fine.
I mean, I guess I would, I mean, as far as ones that, like, I will skip wholeheartedly, the only one that I skip wholeheartedly is Tomorrowland Speedway, just because it's too slow.
What is the worst attraction? I'm not going to let you off the hook because you picked Truth and you stayed away from Dare. What is the worst? The Speedway is the worst attraction?
Yeah, it's too slow.
Very good. Okay, there you go. Okay, guys, that was a pretty nice session. We might actually have to continue this down the road in a show versus of questions like that.
I'm picking Dare next time.
We'll call it, What Do You Really Think?
I'm picking Dare next time.
Morgan sing.
I actually sang in front of the entire crowd at Fantasmic once.
Nice. That's impressive. Were you trying to take up time, or what happened?
I was like, "Is there a rain delay? Like, what happened?"
I don't know what the delay was, because there wasn't rain or anything like that. But they had people come, like cast members come out to like pump up the crowd before the Fantasmic started, and me and my friends happened to get like front row seats. And I forgot what the question was, but it was actually about a Disney song, and like my hand shot up, and they picked me, and I had to sing it, and I sang it. Like, I don't remember what I sang either. I just was like, okay, I'm singing it. Yeah, like, no big deal. I have no problem getting in front of crowds and singing.
Pocket that for later, please.
I'm sure Jimmy did. As soon as I said that out of my mouth, I was like, ah, dang it, I just gave Jimmy ammo.
That's a skill to have.
That.
Okay, guys, so I tell you what, this has been a great review of 300 episodes. I wish we could go on forever and ever and ever. Maybe just at least another 300. What do you think?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's go 3,000 so we can say, I love you 3,000.
There you go. That sounds like a plan too. Now the last person or the last people we want to thank are the listeners. For those of you who have been with us since show number one, thank you very much. And we've appreciated you being along for the ride all this time. If you've just started listening to us in the last couple episodes, welcome on board. And we're looking forward to taking you to the next 100 shows.
It's this first 300 has been a blast, and I'm certainly looking forward to the next 300 for sure. And looking forward to meeting some more listeners and friends of the show down at the meets. And just keep an eye. Always keep an eye on the events section of the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page. And we do events. Our big events are always in the fall, but sometimes we do other events throughout the year. So just continue to follow us and check those out.
Okay, very cool. Galaxy's Edge is coming up. That's going to be the next big thing at Walt Disney World. We're going to be all over it, and we're looking forward to sharing the information with you guys. And before we finish up, guys, one of the last things we're able to touch base on and start brand new is Dreamfinder Radio. Jimmy, Lisa, and I were able to put together a radio station that you can listen to anytime you want. Check out Dreamfinder Radio at the Disney Nerds Podcast blog, and it'll give you all the links to help you listen at work, in the car, at home.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah, and we're adding music all the time. It's been kind of like something that we've wanted to do for a while, and we're kind of putting our little individual footprints on it too, which is awesome. Jimmy,
go ahead.
I was gonna say you're starting the Broadway thing. Go ahead.
So far, I found the easiest way to listen is on the Simple Radio app, on the phone anyway. On the computer, dreamfinderradio.com or the tab on the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com. But on the phone, there's an app called Simple Radio, and if you just search Dreamfinder Radio on it, it pulls it right up.
Excellent. Very, very cool. Okay, guys, so this has been show number 300 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Thanks for listening. For Jimmy, Sam, Lisa, Morgan, Charlotte, Jennifer, Farah, Tom, and this is Ed. And we're the Disney Nerds, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Irene.
Just keep swimming. So long, everybody.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Hurry back, hurry back.
Jimmy.
Irene.
Charlotte.
Just keep swimming.
Lisa.
So long, everybody.
Morgan.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
Jimmy.